What up? It's your man, it's your dog, it's your boy, K-E-L-Z. Before y'all get into this week's episode, just want to hit y'all with a quick preface. It was great content, it was a lot of energy, but unfortunately there were quite a few technical difficulties regarding the sound. It still makes for a great episode. Best enjoyed it, but you know me, a little bit of a perfectionist, and y'all deserve the best. So, with that being said, we do have a solution moving forward. This won't be a problem anymore. There are some things I could have edited, trimmed off, this, that, and the third. But y'all know how best friend talk do. We real, we raw, and we keep it a buck. We all on this ride together. So, y'all gonna get all of this. Again, appreciate y'all listening. Great content. And, yeah, enjoy.
Cause I'm chillin' with my best friend. Cause I'm chillin'. Rockin' with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Mocking in, you just say win. Rockin' fashion for the trend. There's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chillin' with my best friend. Cause I'm chillin' with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend, a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
We in this thing?
We back.
Another one. What'd you say, 27?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Being consistent.
What's that? Three in a row?
Three-peat.
Damn, no. Man. In bowling, they call that a turkey.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Why do we know that?
I mean, you know, random trivia is always good for you.
Hey, y'all.
What up, though?
What's going on?
The bestiest of the best.
Well, you know me.
Now, as promised, we got to pop it off with B-Rod. Actually, she sent us two emails since our last recording.
Yeah, we missed you. Come on. I'm happy for the emails.
She's so loyal, man.
I swear.
She needs to send us just audio messages to put on there. You know what I'm saying?
You lagging a little bit, Bess. My bad. Hold on. Just make sure I can hear you good.
That's your EBT Wi-Fi again? Yeah, it sounds like it's going in and out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, cuz.
All right, don't tell my business neither. Excuse you.
My bad.
But yes, let's start it off with B's email. So the first one says, welcome bike, little shades emoji. She said, I missed you. Sorry, I don't have much to comment. Hold on, Bess. It's loading. Ah, is it up on your end? Because why is it not loading on mine?
Hell no, I ain't pull it up. I'm trying to figure out why I'm getting notifications and I'm on Do Not Disturb. That's my question. Having all types of technical difficulties. God damn, man.
They don't want to let us be great.
For real, I'm so confused. Like, I'm over here being blown up. Reminder.
Ain't nobody need to restart.
Like, bro, I'm so confused. Man, and this mess happened yesterday when I was on Do Not Disturb. But it's from the same person. I ain't got anybody on my damn emergency thing.
Dang, you don't?
Why would I?
So if anything happens to me, I'm just fucked if your phone is on.
Man, you're the only person that utilize that. Most people don't even know they got that on their phone.
Yes, they do. Are you serious?
No, they don't.
You're on mine. If they do,
yeah. Who else? Who else you know that you didn't introduce it to? Because I don't know not one person.
My sisters.
Your sisters what?
They got it on their phone. They got the emergency.
We all because
got
of you, nigga. I'm sure it wasn't their idea.
I don't think so.
Yeah, all right. Let them take you off. Bet you get shitty about it.
I absolutely will.
Okay. My point. You pressured them into it. They weren't thinking about that nonsense until you brought
it up. Not pressured. Now I'm a peer pressurer.
Whatever, nigga. It's on my end. Yeah, I see it. Yours low yet or no?
Yeah. All this time you've been clicking around, you can hear that, by the way.
Nigga. Yeah, that ain't gonna work then. You hear me moving my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that ain't gonna work. I told you, man. Anchor, dude, it get worse every recording. Every week it get worse.
We gonna be bionic next week.
Bruh, I'm so confused. We gonna be like Stephen Hawking having a talk using that thing that you hold to your neck.
Oh my God, I don't even know who Stephen Hawking is, but I knew you was talking about that.
Hell yeah. Man, you don't know who Stephen Hawking is? Oh, bet you gotta do some research, man. He only like the Einstein of our time.
Oh wow. That's sad.
Yeah. He's a physicist. He's a freaking cosmologist physicist or something.
But he don't know me neither, so it's kind of even.
No, that's not how that work. That's not how that work. Because what if a white person said that about MLK to you? Were you ready to throw hands or not?
Wow.
Are you ready to throw hands with them or not? Tell me now or forever hold your peace. Just like MLK.
That's very extreme. Oh my God. Sorry, y'all. Okay, let's get back to this email though.
So sorry.
So it says, welcome back. She was like, hey, Kels and Eve. Now, mind you, this is from the 19th, y'all. But we didn't get the notification until we was already done recording. So she said, I missed you. Sorry, I don't have much to comment on with the previous episodes. I try to take notes while listening, but it's kind of hard to do while at work. I just want to point out that is so real. Because I do that when I'm listening to Mixed Emotions. I jot down little notes to text them or, you know, to follow up on or whatever the case is. So that's super dope that you do that. Super, super dope.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
She said, moving on, are the two of you up to date with This Is Us and Ready to Love?
Hell yeah. Oh wait, no, you're not up to date on This Is Us.
Right. I'm not up to date, y'all, on This Is Us because it's been a whirlwind of a week, but I am up to date on Ready to Love.
Bess is the only busy person in the world, I swear.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm only an episode and a half behind.
So just episode and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Like I watched half the episode and I gotta finish the other half.
Right.
And then the one that just came on this week.
Right. I feel that. But let's talk about this. What happened with that half episode? Like, what made you pause it?
I had to go pick up E.
Okay, so why you started?
I don't know.
Okay. No, I was just curious. Not to get on you, but okay, so
I'm just trying to get them in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I'm not trying to judge. It's just a learning point for me. I didn't know that people actually did that when it comes to like shows that they love. I feel like that would be a tease for me personally. So I was just curious, like, if that's how you got to get through them, like, oh, I got 30 minutes now, I'm gonna have 30 minutes later. I feel you. I just didn't know that.
So that's what I try to do because it's been a real busy week. So I'm in the process of buying a new computer. And I'm also, y'all, in the process of launching my website for my business, which is very, very, very draining energy-wise. And it's very tedious because I have to retake pictures of all my items and everything like that, y'all. So I'm doing everything from my phone. It just takes up a lot of my time. So,
well, first off, congrats. I think I speak for all the listeners when I say that.
Thank you.
No, that makes sense. Okay. I just, man, that would...
That would definitely piss you off. Knowing the person you are.
Nigga. No, this is how bad I am at it. If you're watching it with me and I'm cool to go ahead and finish it, but you gotta go and do whatever, I'ma still be pissed. Because it's like... We was watching it together. Like, now I'm gonna know something that you don't, or like you can't have nothing to do if you're gonna sit down with me and watch a show. Like, and it's one of our shows and we watching it together. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But don't you feel? But don't you feel like you missing out on something that like? That's okay. To me, in my opinion, do you agree that This Is Us for the whole 60 minutes is good through and through? Right?
Hell yeah, jam packed.
Okay, so let's.
You can't blink on that show. No.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do this. You in the middle of having bomb sex, and then you pause right before the climax because you got to go get Eli. You ain't going to be pissed? He ain't going to be pissed? I'm just curious. Is it not the same?
No, that's a very, extreme connection.
Best. Dang. How is that not the same? You just said it's good the whole time. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just... Where are you coming from? I'm coming. How does one... In the show, I'm talking mind blowing sex too.
Is it really connected to sex? Because we cry. Well, I don't know how often you cry. How many episodes have you cried?
That's first off, you've told me that you shed a tear post sex. Am I? No.
Are we supposed to say that on the podcast? We're not on the phone, Bess. We're on the podcast.
Wait, I thought we said that on the podcast before.
Did we? I don't recall.
Nigga, I remember asking you like if you had a dude cry during like post sex or something, and you was like, I think you said yeah, but then you was also, you know, you did say it was like I have before too, but you know I'm emotional. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That was on the pod.
Are you sure?
Well, hell, it is now.
Oh my God. I feel like you thought we was on the phone, and then it was like, oh, you looked up, and it's the red light is blinking, and they say recording.
But Bess, I'm pretty sure you ain't one of few women in the world who have cried during post whatever, however y'all do it. I ain't never laid with nobody that was crying, but you know.
Yeah, because you made a whole deal. I swear we was on the phone and not the pod, because you said, what are you crying for? You was like, man, I'll fight.
No. I feel like I would have said that about the dude. Because
oh my God, that's
because I don't know. I probably would have said that about both. But if I said it about a woman or you in particular, then I was probably just being funny because I don't understand happy tears to begin with. But
yes,
I know
that's what you said.
But mm-hmm. I know it's a thing. So it's like emotion and your body, your natural reaction is to cry, and that's one of those moments. Then okay, all right, I guess. It'll throw me off if you land there crying, but
Jesus,
you know, okay, teach its own.
Can we finish this email?
Okay, you guys, okay, real quick. I'm caught up to This Is Us. Unfortunately, Bess is 1.5 episodes behind, and so we can't discuss that because you know, for obvious reasons. Ready to Love, we are caught up. They went through the whole season, they did parts 1 and 2 of the reunion, and now they're immediately. B-Rod, I don't know if you know this, they're jumping right into the very next season. So we're recording today, which is Friday. So tonight, they jumping right into the next season, and I think they're still in D.C. And then after that, they're going to do Miami.
Oh, not Miami. I didn't know they were going to Miami.
All the hot tamales. I'm excited.
Here we go.
So, B-Rod. So Bess, let's get into Ready to Love then, because B-Rod obviously want to discuss it, or should we should finish the email and then get into it.
Yeah, so we only have one more. She actually ended it with a question, so I just want to pose this question to her so we can touch it next time, because I need to know what she wants us to touch about this, Ready to Love.
Because I feel like if she brought it up, then she want to hear like our take on it, because me and you have been talking about it all season anyway.
Right.
I mean, if you won't, that's cool. But
so let's just hop into it, and then she just ended the email with a question. So we'll do the question after.
Okay. Well, shoot. I mean, and we ain't got to go through like everything that me and you talked about it in depth, but kind of like the summarized version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
We love this season. I personally was in love with Frank and freaking Walter.
Okay.
I love Walter, y'all. Walter, little old, suave, cool, bald head dude.
Real quick. Just to give a little preface. Once again, we talked about it on previous episodes. Ready to Love. It's on the OWN network. is hosted by Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, is a dating show for middle-aged Black singles. He's done Houston. He's done, what'd he do the first time I think it was Houston. Dang, Best, where was he? Atlanta? It was Atlanta.
I was right? I think it was, yeah.
He did Houston. He did Atlanta. Now he's in D.C. And like I said, he's going to Miami next. And they usually
need to go to Chicago.
I can't wait for that. I know it's gonna come. I can't wait for that. He usually dedicate 2 seasons to each area. And like I said, it's just middle-aged, Black, successful singles, and they mingling and they trying to match up. It usually starts off with like 10 women, 10 men, and then every episode, a woman will get eliminated, then a man will get eliminated the next one, and they just go back and forth until they come down to like three or four couples that have found love. And it's such a good show. So yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Walter, Frank.
In love. Mm-hmm. So this season was different because midway through the process, they brought in 2 new singles, yeah. One man, one woman. So this season was like super interesting. Mm-hmm. And me and Bess just was talking about how the season flowed, and one thing that we were kind of caught off guard both by which you know because you watch the show, is Shiloh. Yeah. Her departure from the show, her recount of her events with Phil and stuff was super throwing for us. So just a little background. So the guy Phil and the girl Shiloh, they went out. They had a disagreement when they was out. She ended up storming off, walking in the opposite direction. And it was like 4 a.m. So obviously it's dark, it's cold. And he was trying to get her back safely to her car. And she just was like, well, I just need some space. So he picks her up and like takes her back to the car. So she was like so thrown off by this, so emotional by this. And me and Bess was like kind of talking to each other like, damn, what was he supposed to do? Like, what if he just let her walk down this dark alley and she ended up getting hurt, robbed, worse? You know, was that better than just physically picking her up? Because she was upset that he physically picks her up. She said he didn't mean any harm. She knew he didn't mean any harm. And she said he didn't physically harm her, but she just basically didn't want to be touched.
Right. And me and Bess, we talked about it. We definitely understood both sides, but my issue with Shiloh was that when Phil was trying to explain why he did what he did, she wasn't hearing it. She wasn't listening.
Mm-hmm.
So her background, apparently, and this is where it came to light, is that she has a history of abuse, physical abuse in her relationships. So him picking her up, taking her back to the car, was a trigger for her. Completely understandable, hands down. But at the same time, I feel like, hear him out, hear his reasoning. And she had already admitted that at no point did she feel that he was there to physically harm her. It was just a trigger. It was just it was a trigger. So my thing was, hear him out. Because when he did get a chance to explain it to, again, the host, Nephew Tommy, he was basically saying, what was I supposed to do? He's like, and her thing was like, you couldn't have followed me down the alley. I just needed some space. Well, I told Bess, I'm like, well, there's a couple things with that. For one, she's not being realistic because, and correct me if I'm wrong, when a woman asks for space, and let's say you following her while she's walking away from you, I feel like any woman is going to turn around and be like, dude, didn't I just following me? Like, get away from me. I don't even want you in my sight. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was like, so that's one. And then two, he even addressed it directly. He's like, I don't even want to go down this dark alley, and I'm a man. So you want both of us to get our ass whooped, or you know what I'm saying? Or worse? Like, no, you're not being logical right now. If you want space, you want to be mad, that's fine. But at least get in a car, let me take you home. Then you can have your space. But she wasn't hearing none of that. And that was my issue with Shiloh.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was just like kind of the biggest moment for us. In the season, what I would say the biggest moment in the reunion for us was freaking Naeem.
Oh.
Inserting himself into the women's business. Like, it was ridiculous. I feel like that he didn't even let the women handle the issues that they had amongst themselves, which was like the whole brown skin girl, you know, light skin debate that is really prominent, honestly, in you know, the Black culture between women, especially. Yeah. That debate that was happening with the women, he basically inserted himself into it, and it just kind of got, it just spiraled out of control.
Yeah, he pissed me off with that, because like you said, and the only reason he inserted himself was because he was there with one of the, and he felt like as a man, it was his duty to come to his ladies, not even rescue, because she didn't need rescuing.
She didn't. But, she's an asshole.
First of all, she was. She really was. She did. And he should, like you said, he should have stayed out of it. He was speaking when nobody was talking to him. He butted into a woman to woman conversation. In that, and like all the other dudes were just like, fall back. Like, this ain't about you. This ain't about us. Like, chill. Let them work.
Exactly.
And then it made it work.
Less sense
than the original argument. So it was like, dog, he pissed me off so bad. Man standpoint, like, dog,
this ain't your segment,
you know? Your timing is terrible. And your points are invalid. Like, what are you saying?
Yeah, he did absolutely nothing to validate her claims, like, to help her out. I mean, she was already losing the argument, because anybody that watched the season knew that she was, you know, being a bully towards the end. Yeah, she was an asshole.
Yeah.
So yeah, completely unnecessary. Yeah. Completely. And that kind of let me bring up the topic. So that's like, so your girl has a disagreement with one of her girls, and you know, it's kind of getting out of hand. What do you do in that instance?
My girl's having a disagreement with one of her girls, and it's getting out of hand?
Yeah.
Real quick, whatever that is, it's loud, bestie best.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, it's my lady, and it's getting out of... Anytime my lady getting engaged in anything, I'm gonna let her handle it until it gets to a point to where I feel like, okay, this is you. Or until she asks, like, whichever comes first, as far as depending on what level it's taken to, you know what I'm saying?
Right, which makes perfect sense.
Right, because I'm never gonna let my lady, I'm never gonna let nobody see my lady sweat. I'm never gonna let my lady get stressed out. I'm never gonna let my lady get to that point. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna step in and be like, okay, hey, ladies, let's figure it out, or let's just step away. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the calm one. I'm gonna be the mediator. I'm not gonna necessarily pick a side. I'm gonna come in neutral. Obviously I got my lady back. Obviously she's always gonna know I got her back, but I'm not gonna come in and gang up on the opposition. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or play
and that's where he should have been. Like, I feel like, you know, try to defuse the situation, but don't add to it. And he just poured gasoline all over a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. It's the way you do things. And like I said, if you want to show that, hey, you know, I'm here for you, always got your back, that's cool. But it's a way to go about it. You know
what I'm saying? I mean, like, he was basically all but calling the women jealous. It was ridiculous.
No, actually, he did. He said jealous, because remember, Aisha was like, jealous.
Oh, she was my fave, B. I wonder who yours was. She was my fave.
That's what I was going to say. My absolute least fave was Camille. And then it became, well, it was always Camille. And then Nadia was a close second.
Yeah, Zadia was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, Zadia, Nadia. Well, yeah, that chicken head. But my faves was... Aisha became my favorite. She wasn't even my favorite first. Like, I liked her, but she didn't get much camera time. Once she did, I was like, damn, she dope. So Aisha was my fave, and Sydney was up there, and then Sabrina was up there.
Sabrina pissed me off at the end, though.
Yeah.
Kinda.
A little
because
bit.
I could see what she was saying, and we couldn't take that away from her. You know, she felt like you know, Walter wasn't consistent with pursuing her, which is what they were there for. Mm. So, and that much we wouldn't know, you know?
Yeah.
But I just kind of felt like she was overthinking stuff, kind of, and I feel like she could have talked to him prior to making that decision.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right, so you ready for the next part?
Yeah. As soon as you're done playing Cinderella over there, we can hear all of that.
You can hear all of what?
Whatever you got going on in your background, we hear every bit of it.
That's Eli.
Oh, okay. Well, tell him I said what's good, yo.
Stop. Yeah. We cutting into you know, nap time tour too. It's 2:30 almost.
Hey, cool with me. Just wanna give you a what's up.
But
they know I'm a father and you a mother.
Period. Yeah, I know what y'all tuned in to.
Yeah, ho.
So she ends it with question of the week. She said, could the two of you live together?
We've been talking about that for 11 years.
Legit. Legit. Because if I ever went to Florida right away, which is where I want to be right now, shoot, that's I would have to stay with Beth for a little second.
So whenever we have discussed it though, have we ever really discussed living together or just living next to each other? Like a duplex.
Yeah, we definitely said duplex several times, but I think we talked about living together as well.
Oh, okay. I don't see why not. I would say so. Bess is a very I've been over there, obviously, countless number of times, to where I don't see any habits where it's just like, I wouldn't be able to do this if we was roommates.
Right. So the crazy thing is, like, I was seeing Bess every weekend for months, and I'm talking every weekend without miss. So I just feel like it would kind of be no different, because Bess would be there from Friday night to Sunday night if I could keep them that long. And we never had no issues. Like, me and Bess literally probably had 3 arguments of our whole going into 12 years of friendship.
Yeah.
So there would literally be nothing stopping us from living together. We actually think it'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, I think it'd be.
I feel like we get on each other's nerves, but just as far as like full blown arguments, 2 that I can remember in like 12 years.
Like, my thing is, whenever I get into a relationship, we got to be damn near best friends first. To have that underlying thing and not like them. I need to like you if we going to like
you. Oh, yes, that's real.
So with
I'm so glad you said that.
Right. So with that being said, we already have that down.
Mm-hmm. So,
except we wouldn't have the pressure of. You know, what time coming home, who you with.
Where you been?
Yeah. You know, if anything, it'd be like, Bess, you had one of your dudes in my drawers? Like, just ask me.
What?
Like, if he needed a pair, just ask me, dog. Like,
oh my God.
Or wash him.
That's
when y'all
hilarious.
Something. So, yeah.
Hey, if he don't have his own drawers, there is a problem. Because how did I find him? What do we have in common?
Well, he had them, but y'all lost them because y'all wanted to play helicopter man.
No, you know what? Okay.
They lost in the ceiling fan somewhere.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, well, you asked.
Moving on. Moving right along. Are you ready to hit this other email?
Yeah, I was going to say she got a second email. Okay, cool. Go ahead.
All right, y'all. So from last week, which is you might as well take all 3. She said, hey, Kels and E, thank you for keeping me entertained during work. She said, body poses. See, now, Kels, you being too loud, and I don't like that. JK, LOL. She said, female/I have taken pictures like that to make themselves or myself look taller, smaller, or show off that body, yada, yada. She said, I, on the other hand, am not a fan of the looking at the ground pose. Yes. I am so glad she said that because I didn't know that I wanted to say that at the time, but that would have been a perfect, you know, thing to mention when we were mentioning it. That is such a stupid pose to look down at the ground. Like, what are we looking at?
After questions and evaluating, I have learned that from professional, if you will, professional photographers suggesting this, that, and the third, and there are certain poses that may look and feel dumb to the untrained eye, but it comes out as a top quality picture.
Right.
Unfortunately, some very basic women have taken that to the extreme. Worthy of women, model material women, have adopted that.
Oh my God.
Because y'all, you know, y'all just, y'all give it a bad look. Those of you who are like threes on a scale of 1 to 10, you know?
Threes best?
Yeah, I said it.
Oh my God.
I know. Well, you know, it's just not for everybody. You know, I don't walk around claiming to muscles like Dwayne Johnson. So I just, who am I kidding? You know what I'm saying? No? Okay.
I'm just gonna move on to the next part.
Wait, real quick.
How do you feel about the looking at the ground pose? That's what you wanted to talk about.
That's what I was about to say. Do you think that does my profession? Two, I don't have a problem with it. It looks weird because you're just taking a selfie, but you're looking at the ground. But I don't have as much of a problem with that as I do the one leg, because it does look kind of arrogant, cocky, which I love on a woman. It shows off a certain angle of her face. It's usually like a profile. I don't know. I don't have as much of a problem with it as I do that damn one foot on your toes. Why? And then a lot of women can't even explain why they do that. That's my biggest problem. Like, you don't even, oh, you shouldn't do something if you can't explain why you're doing it. I teach my 9-year-old son that. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I'm going to adopt that with E.
Yeah, man. Apparently, the women out here need daddies, you know? So, it's all good.
Is that where we're going with this?
Oh, wait. We already had that conversation.
Oh, we are not about to redo it. I think that's where half the followers went. They was like, you know what? We out here. Get out of here.
And we probably lost hella stripper followers.
Oh my God! If y'all didn't listen to our OnlyFans episode, don't.
Ooh, I'm gonna go back and listen to it, boy. That was me at my prime, boy.
don't go back for that.
I was ripping their asses a new one, boy. We lost hella followers.
Oh my God! I cannot
love it. And that's a great.
Yeah, I love it.
So,
yeah,
I want to say that was like 6. It was early. It was single digits. It was early.
That's crazy.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so the second part of our email says emotional versus physical cheating. She said, I agree with E's sentiments, what defines emotional cheating. If I had to choose physical over emotional, I'm going with physical. I say this because if it's emotional cheating, it will be harder to detach from the other party. I feel like if it's something about the other party you're drawn to, that may make your partner continue to go back. In my opinion, when you emotionally cheat, you're sharing part of yourself that your partner doesn't have prior knowledge to. Agree. For example, it can be the simplest things such as starting a business, childhood trauma, or even issues in a relationship. I do feel like most physical cheating started emotionally first. And that's where she ends her email. She said, bestie listener out. I like that.
First off, let me commend her on her, for one. I definitely like how she explained herself. I like how she stated how she felt and then gave examples. Clearly someone is a college graduate.
What's wrong with you?
No. I do appreciate that. So I agree with all of that. I'm not sure.
Part?
I do feel like.
What you're not sure about?
Cheating started emotionally first. Man, I don't know
about as a man, emotion. Probably not, but I would say as a woman, yes.
Okay, hands down. I could see that, and that it was like, I don't know about that, because dudes, we look for something different, or it's just because our ass, my woman, you know, we
what.
We superficial. We shallow as hell. We shallow as, you know, as a sink. So it's like, yeah, it is what it is.
Your metaphors, bro. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, man, real quick. You brought it up. Speaking of metaphors, I was watching one of my sports shows last night, and they was talking about AB and all the shenanigans that he been pulling and how he burning bridges throughout the league. And so if he ever wanted a job, whether it was on or off the field later on in his career, he burning bridges. So one of the sportscasters was like, he was like, my grandfather always told me, he was like referring to AB. He was like, my grandfather always told me you got to be careful, because the toes you step on today could be connected to the leg that's connected to the butt that you got to kiss tomorrow.
I'm like, what? What kind of exaggerated metaphor was that?
Bro, but it makes so much damn sense, bro. This man said the toes that you step on today. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, I skipped a part. There's one more body part in there. The toes that you step on today may be connected to the foot that's connected to the leg that's connected to the butt that you got to kiss tomorrow.
Okay, what is this? The toes is connected to the... That's what this gives me. And why? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Bro, I died when he said that. Because it makes so much sense. But you know an old black person made that up.
Had to. Because that definitely sounded like something Papa would have said.
Bro.
And I would have just been sitting there. Because why are we playing the body part game? Just so you can teach me a life lesson. Like, where are we going with this?
Right. Just tell me don't burn bridges and keep it pushing.
Exactly. I would have took that much, much better.
The lesson like, was often the same. Legit.
The toes is connected to the foot. That's like, what? Come on, bro. Because what are we talking about, Grandpa? I forgot.
Right. What's the point again?
Yeah, don't kiss no ass. That was the point. Like, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, no brown nosing after dark before Labor Day.
When you're wearing white.
Yeah. On a Tuesday.
Like, none of this shit makes sense. I'm confused. Thanks a lot, Papa.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We appreciate you, B-Rod. You a real one, for real.
All right, Beth. So, hopping in to... right into our hot topics.
Mm-hmm.
First one. Or which... Where I'm going to see where you want to go first.
Wait. Do this for a minute and it won't take long. I want to hit you with a this or that.
Yes, let's get it.
Loyalty,
respect, and why? Loyalty, respect. If loyal to somebody, don't you respect them? No. Can you have one without the other?
You tell me. Are you choosing loyalty?
And that's why.
Shit. Yeah, they. I don't see how they're not the same.
You think loyalty and respect are the same? Even though they got two completely different definitions?
What's Webster's definition? I need to know.
Oh.
I'm going to say respect, Bess.
Okay, why?
And here's why. You can be loyal to me while not respecting me. And I think I had to put it into perspective. So here's my scenario. My scenario is you have been with somebody for 20 years. You continue to stay with them because you feel obligated to.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if loyalty is connected to obligation. You feel an obligation to stick with this person because you've been with this person this long. But you start to lose respect for them because of something they do, you know, maybe that you don't like.
Okay.
In that instance, I'll respect me enough to leave me alone, you know, or to not deal with me or whatever the case is, versus you just sticking around because you feel obligated to. So I would choose respect over loyalty, personally.
I respect that.
I respectfully choose
the opposite. If okay. I had to pick one, I'd rather you be loyal to me than respect me, per se. Because even if you don't respect me, or you don't like me or whatever, if you still got my back, because, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's business and the business comes first, you know, I don't like my boss, but I'm loyal to him because we get this money together, or even if you, I ain't gonna say a friend, because if we ain't got respect for each other, if you don't respect me, then you ain't a friend. But at the same time, you're not going to be disloyal and do me dirty and throw me under the bus or sell me or hang me out to dry. Then I need your respect if you loyal. And at the same time, not to play, not devil's advocate, but not to do the both game or back and forth game. I don't really see how you could really have loyalty without respect, in a sense. Like, I hear everything that you just explained, and it does make perfect sense. But I do feel that if you loyal to somebody, then there has to be a level of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's why I posed the question saying, like, can you have one without the other?
I hear you.
Like, so they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. But for the sake of having to pick one, they ain't going hand in hand.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, for the sake of the combo, it would seem as though, you can have respect for somebody but not be loyal to them. But you can't be loyal to them without having respect for them. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your take on it.
I want to propose that question to, you know, the listeners, like. And I know you got people that listen from your job and stuff, but so, like, I would encourage you to see what they would pick, because that's interesting.
I feel like...
Because even though it's a this or that, it's like...
Yeah.
I wonder if people going to heavily sway one way or the other. And I'm going to put it on my poll, too, on my page.
I mean, yeah, because... I feel like you can respect somebody. Like, you respect your partner, but still do whatever behind their back. I mean, just as an example.
But how? You know what I mean? Like, how do I say I respect you and I'm disrespecting you behind your back?
That's how a woman is going to take it, because from a logical, you can respect somebody, but still be selfish.
Want to do your own thing. Yep.
Exactly.
Got you. You made it make sense. Okay. All right. So,
because I don't even know like that. You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome. That's that estrogen.
I mean, okay. That's
what you say.
You said that. I just said, all right.
All right. So, moving right along, me and Bess had a debate a little while ago, and we decided to bring it to the pod, and we were just talking about, you know, the fact that we coming up on 12 years of friendship. We looking back at pictures and times in our lives and things that were happening at those times, and what have you. And I was like, dang, man, Bess, I can't believe it's been almost 12 years. And he was like, shit, I can't. And I'm like, well, how's that? You know, I'm like, man, time flies to me. And he was like, well, it doesn't for me. So I'm like, what? You know, trying to make sense of that. So I wanted to know, like, do you think time flies and why?
Right. As in the listeners or me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to give them your take. But yeah, I'm proposing a question to everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. yeah. A lot of, I don't know. You could hear that and hear that, you know, the answer be, well, no, it don't. And be like, well, dang, what kind of rough life you got going on? And it ain't got nothing to do with that. It's just as much as I'm always looking ahead and looking at what's next, like the next move, whether it be to better myself, you know, anticipating something good, you know, good things that are coming or whatever, just looking forward to the next day and what it's going to bring. At the same time, I always live in the moment. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, and you know, and for those who know me, I harp on every detail in the best of ways. Like, my attention to detail is unmatched. And so when you focus on all the details of anything that you're invested in, it kind of stretches time out. You really enjoy the little things for what they are. So time doesn't fly, even if I'm having fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my thing. So, like, best to look at Jay and be like, damn, you got a 9-year old, and you know, time flying. I'm like, is it? You know, like, I feel like I've had a kid for 9 years, you know, because I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm changing every diaper. I'm popping, you know, hands. No, don't do that. Oh, good job. Oh, you passed another test. Oh, your teacher hit me about this. Oh, you know, you want to play this sport. I'm there every day. So it feels like 9 years because I'm giving it my all, my everything. You know what I'm saying? In the best of ways, because the reward comes back tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that. You know, I enjoy the journey just as much as I do the destination and, you know, ups and downs. So, yeah, I don't know. And life is already short and I don't want to look up and it's like, damn, you know, this past year, these past few years to show that I'm enjoying life or that I'm a better person now than I was then. And so I just really harp on every moment. And so for that reason, time slows down for me personally, and I love it.
Yeah, and so me, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum, which I actually enjoy having this conversation with Bess. And for me, time flies, and what I explained to Bess was the fact that, you know, it's crazy because in the moment, I feel like I'm living in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also am looking ahead to what's to come, to the point where I'll look back and be like, dang, everything that in that moment that I wanted, I have now, but I just couldn't see myself here. So it seems as though that time flew because it's like, man, I just got to hurry up and get to the next step. That when I am at the next step, it's like, damn, well, that was a year ago, you know? And I gave him the example, like, the house that I'm in now is the house that, you know, I rolled by, looked at, and now here we are in January, and it's been 6 months that I've been here. And honestly, to me, it doesn't feel like I've been here for 6 months. It feels like I was just like kind of in my apartment, like, ugh, I'm not signing another lease. Got to get out of here. What do I do? You know, so I just feel like sometimes we're so far in our heads ahead that we don't take the time to live in the moment. And I think that's what's kind of special about Bess saying that time slows down for him is because he does live in that moment. Now for me, I'm here with my kid every day too, as well. Like it's hardly a moment that we are apart, but it does feel like, dang man, where did 4 years go? Like 4 whole years I've been a mom. I was just talking to Bess about how he had a kid and I didn't, you know? So, and he was 5 years down by the time I had Eli, you know, he had already been doing this thing for 5 years. So that's just kind of incredible within itself. So we just want to propose the question, you know, does time fly to you? Do you feel like it goes slow? Only time time goes slow for me is when I'm at work. Time drag.
Damn. Well, I think most people would I would say most people would agree with that. Except for those who were like kind of living their dream, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh yeah, I wonder what Tom do for Beyonce.
Oh man. Yeah. Damn, that's a great point. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. People like Beyonce, they live such a fast life. Like, how does
exactly she take the time exactly? To
you know, exactly. It's funny you mention that because I was watching Judge Steve last night, and he just recently turned 65. I think his birthday was on the 17th.
They was talking about him and his birthday because of his cake.
Yeah, his birthday was the 17th, and so I was watching him. I was thinking, like, this man's 65, and he has yet another show. And if I'm not mistaken, Steve Harvey is worth like half a bill. And so I'm like, why? Like, your legacy is already set. You're Steve Harvey. Your kids are good. Your grandkids gonna be good. Like, not what more do you need to do? Because, I mean, if you don't ever want to stop, I mean, yeah, you can always do more. Like I said, Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world. He got goals. So I'm not knocking that. But at 65, at what point do you want to just stop everything and enjoy your money because you have more days behind you than ahead of you?
Exactly.
You know, and I'm only 30, so yeah, maybe that would change in 30, 35 years. But I don't see it because I want to retire now. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't see that.
Retire now.
I don't see that changing. So I'm just curious. Like, I would love to sit down with somebody like that and just be like, what more do you have to prove? What more money do you need to make? Like, if you really wanted to, your great-grandkids are set. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not stop? And I'm not saying Steve Harvey don't enjoy his money, but at the same time, like, he works a lot. Y'all know how many shows that man got. So clearly,
yeah,
that's more time that could be put towards him enjoying his money. You're 65.
His wife.
Like, dude. Like, go enjoy the fruits of your labor at this point. I never understand that mindset.
That's definitely confusing for me too, because he'll be on like Instagram or something, and he'd be like, oh my God, it's been so long since I seen my wife. And I'm like, damn, like
why?
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
At all. You know? That makes me think about the fact that Tom Brady is finally considering retiring, even though he's talking about, oh, I'm going to play well past 45. He'll be 45. I don't know if it's in December. It's sometime later this year. But now he's reconsidering. And I was telling people at work, I'm like, I bet isn't it?
Because the
kids are getting old. Doing this for 22 years as far as the sacrifice. I feel like, he'd be 45. Steve got 20 years on him. Like, bro, go enjoy it.
And we talked about that when we were talking about Jeff Bezos and having all that money.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, when is that enough for you? You know,
exactly.
When is enough?
You know,
you got more money than you can see in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you need help spending it, just say that.
I mean, just say that. Yeah, I'd be trying to fathom that. It's I don't get it, because the day that I feel like I can retire, oh, it's a wrap. I don't give a damn. I'll find a hobby. Don't feed me that bored stuff. Kiss my ass. I will find something to do.
Period.
But I ain't gonna
be hang gliding for a living.
I ain't gonna have a boss. I promise you that. You know,
I'll be crocheting socks.
Something
legit. I swear, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what is next. Okay, so just to kind of go on that Tom Floss type of subject, let me switch gears to some question I've seen best on some social media site. I seen it and I was like, oh, I got to ask Bess because I don't remember talking to him about it. So the question was, how did you learn to drive and how do you plan on teaching your kids?
I never told you how to drive.
I don't think so, but it was funny because how I learned to drive is ridiculous. So I wanted to know if yours was just as crazy.
No, not at all. You know, my family's pretty normal.
Wow.
I don't really have family trauma like most black people. on top of the fact that my family ain't that big, you know, it's like 10 of us. So, yeah, I mean, I'll give you a quick rundown. I never practiced driving. Like I didn't do driver's ed, none of that. I literally learned how to drive from riding shotgun with my mom. I mean, she didn't like point things out. I literally, like I said, my attention to detail. For the first years of my life, my permit test. I took the driver test, passed that.
Wait, so you never like went driving with moms?
Nope.
Wow, you never a different breed, dog.
Yeah, I never needed to. I mean, my mom is hands down the best driver I've ever seen in my life to this day. Which is why I've never been in an accident. It's just she taught me to be a defensive driver just from watching her. My mom has been in one accident and it wasn't her fault. Some lady was just being stupid. And that was before I think my mom was pregnant with me when that even happened. That's the ironic part about that. And yeah.
Wow. I never knew that, Bess. That's dope.
Yeah. And then even after that, so let me back up. Permit, got it before I took the driver's test. Like I still wanted to get some practical knowledge. You know, I wanted to, you know, get behind the wheel.
Right.
At the time, I was a freshman. I was dating a junior, and she had a car. I never forget the first time she let me take her car out. First time I had really been behind the wheel was we was in Maryville, and we hit I-65 going from Maryville to Gary. That was the first time I had been behind the wheel.
You got on the highway.
And I got on the highway, and been killing
that
it ever
you.
Since.
That is the thing you would do.
I'm telling you, that is the best way to learn. Just throw yourself in the fire. Now, of course, you don't really want to do that when it comes to driving because so many things can go wrong. But, I mean, we all got different ways of learning. The best way for me to learn is to watch it be done and then just put me in it. And I promise you, I'm going to get it in no time. I am an extremely quick learner. And, I mean, I stayed in the slow lane. I did the limit. And I just slowly worked my way up. And that was that. So I credit my drive into my mom, hands down, and then my first like legit girlfriend. And actually, that's the one that took my virginity too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I add that it was taken on the side of a pool table in the basement while her mom was upstairs watching TV? Can I add that? No?
I mean, it's already out there now.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I mean, we didn't talk to these people a lot about us at this point. You talking about, wasn't that on the pod? Now I'm about to listen to every episode until I find it.
Childish. I mean, shoot, man. These are our besties. they gotta know us. Know me.
We need a mute button for each other because I swear I'll be muting your ass on everything. Just cut you right off. Sorry, Bess had to go.
What do you know? His connection went out. Somebody's talking crazy. Well, till next time.
Oh my God, they'll be so over it. It'd be a 30 minute episode and then I've been cut you out. Sorry, he had to run. So sorry. He told me to give you his regards.
Right, all right. Anyway, that's my story. You can go ahead.
So my papa taught me how to drive. And my papa taught me how to drive when I was like 14. I learned how to drive in a Gary parking lot of a school. I can't remember what school it was, y'all, now, but all I remember is I got ready to go, and my grandpa was like, come on, ride with me. And I was like, okay. So It's the summertime. I spent every summer with my grandparents. So I was walking out the house, y'all, and I had on flip-flops. And my grandma stopped me at the door. And she was like, you cannot, wear them shoes to learn how to drive. And she and I was like, but all I have is sandals. You know, like, all I have is, like, flip-flops, sandals, whatever. And church shoes, y'all, my grandma made me go in there and put on some thick-ass socks and these church shoes to go learn how to drive. She was like, the flip-flop can get stuck under the, you know, under the pedal or whatever.
Right.
Thinking back, like, come on, grandma. That is, like, really extreme.
Yeah.
Really extreme. But, y'all, I will never, that is, like, one of my fondest memories of my grandparents, of my grandpa, because she made me put these thick-ass, I mean, y'all look like Michael Jackson with these thick-ass socks and these dress shoes to go learn how to drive.
So they were your dress shoes, right?
No, I actually, the dress shoes I had was like kind of just similar. You know what I'm saying? It's how to say it. I had all house shoes. No, y'all, I had my pawpaw shoes and these thick ass socks.
Okay. I was going to ask, why was the socks so thick? Okay. Got you. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like that would be more dangerous than you wearing the flops.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, why did nobody tell her this is probably not a good idea?
Yeah, because your foot could have went numb. You don't know whether you pushing the gas or the brake.
Y'all.
Well, just to piggyback off that, whenever I go out in my slides, I do take my right foot out and I drive with just my socks on whenever I got, like, my Nike slides on, because there's not enough. My foot is too loose in the slide, so that's right. It ain't waiting to happen. So I can't understand it to a degree.
You taking up for her country ass?
were they strapless? Was it a slide or a sandal?
A dress shoe?
No. What did you have initially?
No, I had a flip flop.
A flip flop. What's that? Like a slide? Like the back was out?
Yeah, the back was out and the little thong between your toes.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I wouldn't teach my son or daughter how to drive with flops either. I get that.
Yeah.
I get just, that.
It was just funny, y'all, because I would never forget that. Like, I would, and y'all know me. Like, I was like, this doesn't match. I look stupid. What if somebody see me?
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, you was 14. Yeah, 15.
Yeah. It was ridiculous, y'all. But that mess was so funny, y'all. I would never forget that. And I drove a lot that summer with my grandpa. Another time we drove, my grandparents lived on the hill. And you just, like, go down and around the hill, and it's a cleaner's at the end. And my grandparents always went to this cleaner. So we went to go pick up. We went up real quick to go pick up their dry cleaning. And when I went to go pick up their dry cleaning, the police was driving by. And I kind of froze, and I was like, what do I do? What do I do? He was like, he don't know you ain't got no license. He don't know how old you are. Just turn in here. Because right. It was literally 2 minutes. Two minutes for, you know, me to drive down the hill and come back. It was scary, though.
I mean, any decent cop wouldn't have cared, for real. Not going, you know, down the street.
Yeah, that mess was hilarious.
No, I can definitely see that being scary. I mean, yes, granted, if he wanted to be a-hole, definitely. But, I mean, you know us. Now that we older, it's like, as you get older, you don't be giving a damn. Like, he'll be straight. You know,
he'll be all right.
He'll be all right, you know.
And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
He just told me to turn on in the cleaners, and he was like, we'll be fine. You know, so I just turned on in the cleaners, and we was good. But, y'all, I was freaking out for a couple minutes there.
That's what's up.
Teach Jay?
Real quick, before I answer that, so does that segue you to This Is Us, or you haven't made it that far yet? I just want to know where you at with it.
Nah.
Damn. You might be two episodes behind.
Am I?
You might be, because that wasn't this past episode, and that was at the beginning of the last episode. Yeah, it was. Damn, Breasty. You might be two.
Dang.
Or 1.75.
1.75.
It legit was at the beginning. Yeah. Oh, I want you to see it. Your mouth gonna drop, and I want to hear your opinion on it. And I know B-Rod know what I'm talking about when Randall was teaching Asia to drive. Damn. Okay. Text me when you watch that scene. Anyway, actually, it's funny because ever since, as long as I can remember, I always wanted kids. One of the most anticipated days of my life was.
Yes, how to drive.
I cannot wait. Jay has been behind the wheel. I guess Snoot had been behind the wheel too on my lap, but Jay has actually like steered the car while I was on the pedal, and that was four years ago. That was 2018. So he would have been six. But I can't wait, man. Yeah, I'm gonna teach him how to drive. I'm gonna let him do his thing. I probably won't do driver's ed because they ain't teaching them anything that I can't.
Yes, that's what I was gonna ask you. Are you opposed to driver's ed?
I'm not opposed to it. Like, if he just really wanted to. I think my youngest sister, my mom was just like, you know, I'll teach you whatever. But I think my youngest sister, I think she actually like really wanted to. Or maybe it was my middle sister. I don't know. No, it wasn't Nia. It was Navia. The middle child, because it's five of us, I'm the oldest. The middle child, she wanted to do driver's ed. I think her reasoning was just like, oh, I just wanted, you know, buy the book. I want the full experience. So my mom was like, all right, no problem. Shoot, that's one less thing I got to do. Mm-hmm. If they really wanted to, yeah, sure, you know. But I don't see boys really caring about that. They just gonna want to get to it. They ain't gonna want to sit in no classroom. They don't want to listen to no stranger when Pops is right here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if they wanted to, yeah, I'm with it. You know. But it just be one of them things where it's like, all right, come on, let's go hit a parking lot, and then when you're ready, let's take it to the street, and then let's take it to the highway. Like, they gonna be pros by the time, you know.
Or yeah, when they comfortable. My mom tried to teach me how to drive, and anybody that know my mom know that was a disaster. Like, yeah. She was yelling, screaming, panicking, like, just not a good experience. So my grandpa was definitely the best teacher.
I was gonna say, I don't know, like, I guess if you ain't got no choice, but women should just, you know, ask they brother or they male cousin or something. Like, women are not good at teaching their kids how to drive because they don't have the patience. They don't have the nerve for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against them. I mean, it is what it is. It can be a scary thing, but like, to this day, my youngest sister, so she does have her license and she just got a car, which is really dope. But to this day, my mom would be like, Kelly, you're the only person I'd be in the car with. And no matter how fast or how crazy you drive, like, I know I'm good. All your other siblings, nope, can't do it. She's like, they make me so nervous. And I'm just like, yeah, I feel that, you know? And my mom, she has gotten a lot more patient as she got older, but yeah, I mean, back in the day, there's no way my mom, you know what I'm saying? I don't see her teaching none of us how to drive. But she did, you know, she taught my youngest sister. And like I said, we all really just learned from watching her, though. She's such a great example. It's like, what more can you really say other than just putting us in the driver's seat and doing it?
Right. So,
but yeah, I'm excited to teach him how to drive. I look forward to it. I really do.
Yeah, I'm sending Eli with you. You already know.
I got all the patience in the world. I don't care if we heading off a cliff. I'm going to just be, slow it down. Slow it down, please. It's all right. Hey, there's a cliff 2 feet in front of us, but it's okay.
Stop this motherfucking car. Nah, that's going to be me panicking. Oh, Lord, I knew I should have let this boy drive. It's going to be a mess. No. Cindy, I got y'all right to you.
I'm going
to
be too calm. Me and Eli, we going to leave in the car, but we going to come back walking. You can be like, Best, so there's been an incident. We're okay.
Best is the funniest. Like, y'all, when I tell you, this man literally, you do not see him sweat. I'll be freaking out. He'd be like, yeah, it's cool though. Like, what do you mean it's cool?
Yeah, I mean, Best, you know, we're good. Your car, not so
your car is up in smoke.
talk about you want the good news or the bad news first? Well, the good news is, hello, hi, how are you?
Oh my God, bro. You should have been a therapist. You missed your calling. You so kind, man. That best don't make no sense, y'all.
Oh my gosh, man.
I remember y'all when I got hit by a drunk driver a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had called Bess like after it happened, and he was like, wow. So so you're obviously okay. So about the car. And I'm on the phone like, it's fucked, it's ruined. Mine is just going off. And he was like, damn. So yeah, I'm glad you're okay. Wow, damn. Like, what? Where's the emotion? me and you are supposed to be freaking out right now.
Hey, you know what though? A lot of women would not call me. I'm not saying that they don't, but because obviously you my only female friend. But hypothetically speaking, wow, a lot of women wouldn't like that because they want you to match their energy. Yeah, you know right. Like they find consolation in that for some reason when it should be the opposite. But you know, so that is funny that you mentioned that. But yeah, freaking out ain't gonna, man. You gotta be cool, bro.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, whew. I think about does it.
We're at the end.
We about 10 minutes over. So we Gucci Mane LaFleur.
Period. Y'all, we got something coming up. I'm so sorry about my background. Normally, me and Bess record during the day when the kids are asleep. We always do nap time, but we kind of ran over a little bit today. Yeah. And then plus, my dog tried to run outside and attack somebody.
Oh, we heard. Trust me.
So don't run up over here, okay? You don't want these problems. Now,
I'm going to keep it a buck with them since we the besties. I don't even know if this one is dropping. If it do, it might just be like a little bonus because I absolutely despise it.
Despise?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. Wow. I like the topics. I like the energy, but they deserve better sound quality. So if we do, man, it's going to have to be a just because they deserve better than that. This quality is terrible. And there's a lot of background noise. Like, I didn't even hear you some of the times. It was so much background noise.
Yeah, the phone is going in and out at times too on my end.
Right.
Like for you. Which so, freaking sucks.
I mean, yeah, I honestly, like if I was listening to it, if I was a listener, I don't even know if I would make it through the episode. It's just too distracting. You know what I'm saying? I might have it as background noise, but that's about it.
Dang.
Yeah, it's rough, but you know, so that's just keeping it 100 because, like I said, you know, y'all deserve better. So we definitely got to get that together, man. We supposed to be professionals, you know. So we got to figure something out with that because we ain't gonna keep putting out a product like this, you know.
Am I going out too, or is just a lot?
Yeah, you go out.
See, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do about that, but we gonna have to figure it out.
Yeah, most definitely. So
you recording from the phone or from?
I can't record from the computer. It only record for 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I said the most we can do about that, which isn't a terrible idea, is record two different segments.
Okay.
And honestly, the quality might be better. It might be Anchor the app from the phone. You know what I'm saying? The website might be fine. So shoot, maybe next week we'll do 2 30-minute halves. Put like a ad in between them.
Okay.
And I mean it's worth a try. Well, because at the same time, how we gonna get each other in? I think that was the issue with that. How right. We both record at the same time with that.
It might be a link.
Yeah, we're going to have to look it up. Because, yeah, why would you have a link on the phone but not on the website? That makes no sense.
Right.
Damn. All right. Because we said last time that I was going to be the last time.
Right.
So, I can't be that guy. I'm definitely not that guy.
We're trying to be consistent, too.
Word is bond.
All right. So, I got a question. What if I don't know. You wanna drop this episode as it stands today? You wanna re-record something for Sunday? What are you thinking?
I'm not against that. Kind of give them a 2-for-1.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad though because I like these topics.
But that's what I'm saying. They gonna hear these topics if we drop a 2-for-1. Because my thing is, if we can't give them one good quality PP, let's give them 2 bad PPs at once.
Oh my god!
DP action. You know what I'm saying?
No, that makes sense to me.
Look, that makes sense to me. I don't know about you, but
I'm sorry, I don't comprehend.
And then look, we also, if we do it from the computer, then I can give them duties word of the week because I ain't even give them that.
Oh my gosh.
We can't drop it for 1 week, talk about, hey, it's gonna be a weekly thing, and then next week we won't even do it. Consistency, mother sucker.
I didn't know if it was gonna be weekly or just an addition.
It's duties word of the week.
A word from duty.
Of the week.
No, it's a word from duty.
No, nigga. That's not how I put it in the description.
Oh, well, you effed up.
It ain't no word from duty. That's how you introduced it. That ain't the name of the segment.
What?
Yeah, get it together. It's duty's word of... I'm sorry. It's word of the day. That's even worse. Yeah, we got to do it weekly. Because I got it saved in my audio files as WOTD. Yeah, it's word of the day. It should be word of the week, though. So I'm gonna check that. So we both wrong, nigga. Truth.
Welcome to the wrong circle.
That's fine. I ain't got no problem.
Oh my god.
So shoot. Yeah, because all it is could be bloopers anyway. So I mean, they turned us off by now if they still listen.
Exactly. What the heck? Like we.
I mean, it is what it is. We ain't about to re-record all of that. So you know, and it's not bad to where it's just like it's just trash to where they can't understand. They get the gist of it. So I mean, it's just gonna be like a little bonus episode. Y'all appreciate that, right? Cool.
Hell no, they've been gone.
I heard them say yeah. To answer your question, I mean, I'm down. I'm chilling this weekend. Sunday I can't help you because it's NFC Championship and AFC Championship. It's conference championship in the NFL. Do you understand me?
No.
Understand? Oh, the second.
Wow, this definitely has to be cut. You would have definitely been muted.
As soon as I got out, Eric, cut me off.
Do you understand? Yeah, you would have been out of here. You would have been a gone.
Nigga, they know your credentials.
Yeah, you better cut this at 69.
You nasty. False. Nah, hell no. You know what you're doing, you little nasty. Bleed.
I'm all right, man. Get us off of here.
All right, man. We might hit y'all with the DP action this week.
Can we not call it that?
Why not? We could call this one pipe number one, and then the next one.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, what you like?
Not that.
I don't know what you want.
I didn't even get to give my salutations.
I don't know what you want from me.
Can you add in my until next time?
No, I'm not editing in. What do you think I am? Nigga, I am not your engineer. This is raw and uncut. They get all of us. No lube, no protection, no contraceptive. Do you understand?
No.
This podcast is not on birth control, okay? And we go in raw.
Why is there so much DP and all this other action?
Because that's the language that most people speak. Sex is a universal language. Do you understand me?
Say goodbye to these folks.
Not chastising you. Do you understand me?
More of the story. Wrap it up.
Exactly. We don't do none of that. Raw dog.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, you brought this on yourself.
So you just want to talk?
Right. If you need somebody to talk to in the podcast, I'll call you.
Call me right now, damn it. Oh my god.
All
right.
Real quick, I do just want to say I am active on IG now. KJ underscore Wiggins, WIGGINS, KJ underscore WIGGINS. Go hit your boy up. Got a couple new posts. I'm sexy out here. Go support your man. I just submitted for a couple auditions, actually more than a couple, but I don't like to speak on everything. You know me, I don't like to speak on ish until ish happens. So cross your fingers for your boy. I got some things lined up. And yeah, man, we're gonna get it popping. Okay. I'm trying to pull up in a Rover, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And you know, as always, Zaddy underscore Kels, K-E-L-Z, on the chat of Snap. And bestfriendtalk@yahoo.com. What's really good?
Yeah, send us an email. Send us your complaints for this episode because he's tripping.
You know what? I was just thinking that not too long ago. Like, we get no complaints, and I don't like that. I want some controversy. I want somebody to write an email cussing us out so I can, like, so the drama can build. Because, you know, people love drama. And so, because people...
We had that being tried.
Yeah.
That being tried on Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. But I need more of that. I need people to, like, you know, email us, like, oh, man, you ain't nothing. You ain't shit. Like, you know.
Damn.
I heard your dad is gay. Like, I want some crazy stuff, like, off the wall. You know? No?
No, I don't think so.
You're not feeling that? We should keep it peaceful. I'm just saying, I'm here for it.
I'm gonna want to find you. I'm gonna need to research your IP address.
Yeah. You know, not that far. I just want a difference of opinion. How's that? You like that?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, cool. That's what I want. I want to be able to debate people. And so, again, I love learning people's takes. Like, you explain stuff to me. Like, you'll say something, and I'll be like, how the hell you think that? And then you explain it, and I'll be like, oh, damn, that's crazy.
We both do that.
Right. Yeah. And so, that's why I love, like, sociology and psychology, man. I just love hearing how people think and why. Because everybody has an opinion for a reason based on their experience or their upbringing, whatever. And I love learning that stuff, man. I love learning about people.
Yeah, know? And 90% of the time you will say, oh, I can understand that. But that little 10, you'd be like,
I'd be like, get the F out of here. Yeah. No, you're right. Because if something just is that ridiculous, I'm going to call it out every time. And I debate anybody on almost anything, you know. Yeah,
and not back down.
And not back down. But like you said, if they make a valid point, even if I don't agree with it, but I understand it, man, I bow out gracefully. Like, hey, I feel that, you know, or I get where you're coming from, even if that's not my take.
And that's respectable.
That's all. It's all respect. All right. So. You good on accessories? I know you mentioned the website. You good on all that? You don't need no more customers? You rich already? All right, cool.
Period.
All right.
I do got an event coming up, though. February 5th. I'll give those details next time.
Don't forget. Because you might.
All right, y'all.
Okay, it's been real. We appreciate y'all. Possibly part one. Stay tuned for part two, which is gonna be like totally better. Like totally, I swear.
Do we really want to put all that on it?
Yes, nigga.
Wow.
Extra ketchup and mustard on the hot dog.
Please don't start. Tell these people until next time.
You know what? All right.
Until next time, y'all.
All right, y'all.
Peace.